Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Wednesday, November 10th, and happy birthday to Dr. Meredith Grey from Grey's Anatomy. Actress Ellen Pompeo is 52 years old today. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by R.S. Andrews. Gwinnett County drivers will want to slow down in front of certain schools around the county because now they'll be on school zone speed cameras. Northeast Georgia Health System has signed an agreement that gives Humana Medicare Advantage members in-network access to medical facilities. Gwinnett County Corrections is hosting a career fair on Saturday. A former professor and dean at Georgia State University has pleaded guilty to possession of child pornography. There was an earthquake in Lilburn. And finally, Gwinnett firefighters rescued one person and two dogs from a burning apartment building in Norcross during a fire that displaced 16 people on Sunday.
Forecast calls for a warm winter, Dari.
Huh? 100%
probability of toasty warm.
No way.
Yes way. Guaranteed.
Let me see.
Says warm winter following R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkups.
Should have seen it coming.
Caused by fast-moving R.S. Andrews techs.
Green screen trained and timely.
Performing our $99 R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkup.
It's more than a tune-up.
Way more. It's a complete system diagnostic.
Restoring systems to factory fresh specs.
Serious work.
That's why it takes a little longer.
We're making sure your system is safe.
And running at peak efficiency.
We perform a deep internal exam.
Check for carbon monoxide leaks.
Inspect and clean burners.
Pull and inspect your blower.
Test your inducer assembly.
We even test all safety controls.
You can't be too safe.
You can't do it too soon.
Be guaranteed warm.
Get your R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkup.
Just $99.
R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkups causing 100% chance of smiles.
It's what we do.
He's Ben.
He's Dari.
We're RSAndrews.com.
Do you have any idea how fast you were going?
I guess I was going about 65, tops.
Gwinnett County drivers are going to want to slow down in front of certain schools around the county because now they're going to be on school zone speed cameras. Four school zone cameras went into operation around Duncan Creek Elementary School in Houston on Monday. The cameras are part of the school zone safety program, which is designed to help police track drivers who exceed speed limits in school zones in unincorporated Gwinnett. Additional cameras are set to be installed at Anderson Livesey Elementary School in Snellville, Graves Elementary School in Norcross, and Lanier High School near Sugar Hill by early 2022. The cameras will begin flagging speeding violations 1 hour before school begins for the day and continue issuing citations throughout the day until 1 hour after school ends.
Don't you have health insurance at work?
Well, actually, we gave it all up for a pinball machine in the lounge.
Oh!
Northeast Georgia Health System has signed an agreement that gives Humana Medicare Advantage members in-network access to medical facilities and physicians at Northeast Georgia Medical Center, Northeast Georgia Physicians Group, Georgia Heart Institute, Longstreet Clinic, Habersham Medical Center, and more. The new agreement means current Humana Medicare Advantage HMO members now have in-network access to hundreds more physicians across Northeast Georgia. People with Medicare who select a Humana Medicare Advantage plan during the Medicare annual election period will have access beginning January 1st, 2022. Gwinnett County Corrections is hosting a career fair on Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. The department is hiring for correctional officers and correctional officer senior positions. The career fair will include a facility tour, background processing, a behavior personal assessment device, and interview panels. Attendees are encouraged to apply online for the correctional officer position before November 11th to fully participate. Additional instructions will be emailed to candidates following completion of the application. Gwinnett County offers competitive benefits, paid training, educational incentives, tuition reimbursement, and career advancement. The event will be held at the Comprehensive Correctional Complex, which is a secure facility. Personal items, including cell phones, are not allowed inside the facility, and applicants are required to wear a mask. For more information, visit GwinnettDailyPost.com. Daniel DeOcampo, a former professor and dean at Georgia State University, has pleaded guilty to possession of child pornography. Images and videos of children as young as 5 years old engaged in sexually explicit conduct were among the items confiscated. De Ocampo was caught brazenly using the university network to exploit children. Georgia State University's cybersecurity department alerted the FBI in November 2020 that an employee appeared to be accessing websites containing child pornography through the university's network. The investigation allegedly found 48-year-old DeCampo was accessing child porn websites from his home several times. On November 3rd, he pleaded guilty to possession of child pornography and is scheduled for sentencing in February.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
Don't make a mistake. List with the best real estate team Gwinnett has to offer. Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy, and for 40 years I've been working and playing in the great county of Gwinnett. Gwinnett is home to fun. The Stripers, the Gladiators, the Swarm. We have major concerts and festivals at the arena, fairgrounds, and multiple city festivals. And truly, that's only part of the reason Gwinnett is great. It's great because of its people. I could go on and on. But in 2022, if you or a friend is thinking of buying or selling in Gwinnett, there's only one team to call, Peggy Slappy Properties. Voted best of Gwinnett for a reason. Call my team at 770-271-5555 or visit us online anytime at PSPOnline.com. That's PSPOnline.com. And remember, when you choose Peggy Slappy Properties, you choose a whole team, not just a realtor.
Lilburn residents who were awake just after 2:30 a.m. on Monday may have felt a little shaking going on. It wasn't their imagination, and it wasn't a train or a truck rumbling nearby. There was an earthquake measuring 2.1 on the Richter scale with an epicenter 1 kilometer north of the city, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The survey listed the earthquake as happening at 2:39 a.m. at a depth of 7.4 kilometers. Earthquakes are rare but not unheard of in northern Georgia. The USGS has tracked more than 40 small earthquakes in Georgia since 2000, and that's not including earthquakes that have been recorded in South Carolina, Northeast Alabama, and Southeast Tennessee. Anyone who felt the earthquake near Lilburn is asked to report what they felt to the U.S. Geological Survey. A Suwannee resident is a winner in the VFW Auxiliary's National Anthem Singing Contest. Community reporter J.P. Edwards has the story.
Hi, my name is Avery Britt. I'm 14 years old, and I'm a ninth grader at Gwinnett Online Campus. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light?
Suwannee resident Avery Britt is one of 10 national program winners in the VFW's Auxiliary 2020-2021 Get Excited for the Red, White, and Blue National Anthem Singing Contest. 14-year-old Avery was sponsored by VFW Auxiliary 5255 in Lawrenceville. Avery won first place in Program Division 5 and earned a $100 Visa gift card. Her entry was forwarded along with other state-winning entries to the VFW Auxiliary's national headquarters in Kansas City, Missouri, for final judging. Good luck, Avery.
For the land of the free and the home.
For the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast, I'm J.P. Edwards.
Gwinnett firefighters rescued one person and two dogs from a burning apartment building in Norcross during a fire that displaced 16 people on Sunday. Crews were called to the Elevate at Jackson Creek Apartments at Lane at about 9 a.m., after 911 reported smoke and flames coming from a two-story building that was being evacuated. The firefighters went into an attack mode with multiple hand lines deployed as they began efforts to fight the fire. Investigators determined the fire was the result of flammable materials being improperly stored near a hot water heater. A resident tried unsuccessfully to put the flames out early on, and smoke detectors were present in the apartments. Three apartments were severely damaged by the flames, while seven more units sustained smoke and water damage. One of the damaged units was vacant. Three residents were treated by paramedics at the scene, but it was determined they did not have injuries that required them to be taken to a hospital. The 16 residents and their pets who were displaced by the fire received assistance from the American Red Cross.
Unearth a 200-million-year-old secreted Fernbank Museum, the Mystery of Antarctic Dinosaurs. A new exhibit uncovers the secrets of prehistoric Antarctica, showcasing real fossils, immersive dioramas, and dinosaurs so cool they're frozen. Join a modern expedition team of scientists who go to extremes to explore a once lush, now frozen continent filled with unexpected discoveries. Get tickets at fernbankmuseum.org before this exhibit is extinct.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation. Dial 678-ESOG-9.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.